Mountain View County County Council has approved funding totaling $7,900 for three community groups' crime reduction efforts. The move came by way of two motions at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held in person and on Zoom. The county's Crime Prevention Initiative grant program is intended to further support of local, regional initiative and organizations that propose activities or events that have the potential to reduce the impact of crime within a large community area or throughout the county. The program's 2022 budget is $12,400. Council approved $5,200 for the Olds Rural Crime Watch organization. In a briefing note to Council, Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Holmes said the funding will be used to help cover the costs of advertising crime prevention in print and on radio. They have found that these methods are the most effective since they have an older membership. However, they continue to do a small amount of advertising on social media in hopes to attract a younger demographic to the organization, said Holmes. The organization also plans to use the funds to maintain the call-out system purchased last year, he said, noting the system currently has nearly 400 members. Council approved $2,600 for the Sunder Citizens on Patrol Association. The funds will be used to help develop awareness of the program to individuals and businesses in the Sunder Detachment area through the production and distribution of signage and promotional items, Council heard. Council also approved $4,600 in funding for the Mountain View Emergency Shelter Society. The organization provides support, resources, referrals, safety planning and programs for adults and children living with or escaping family violence through its outreach program. All councilors attended the May 11th council meeting. Health and Safety Day, June 24th. Meanwhile, council has approved the closures of the county office from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 24th to accommodate Health and Safety Day 2022 activities for staff. Each year, the county's Joint Health and Safety Committee, JHSC, hosts the in-person Health and Safety Day to promote physical, psychological, and social well-being of employees. The JHSC has identified that workplace health and safety continue to evolve, and because of ongoing updates to Alberta's occupational health and safety legislation, there is great importance for all staff to have equal opportunities for active participation and ongoing education, said Holmes. The recommendation brought forward to Council is to have all office staff present for the afternoon session of Health and Safety Day to provide the opportunity to receive the same information.